Welcome to Baby Boomers Live, the show about all things human from a baby boomer's perspective. All things hot and all things not. News, reviews, interviews, chat, sex, and what's next. And here are your hosts, Reefa Gray from Betty White's Off Their Rockers, and Easy Dad, Jim Zulie.
Good morning, Reefa.
Good morning, Jim Zulie and the entire world. It's a wonderful June 1st, 2015. Can you believe it? We've made it to 2015.
Boy, that came around pretty quick, huh?
It's true. And tomorrow is my birthday. That's how come I'm so
excited. All right, Reefa.
I'm amazed I made it to 2015.
Hey, you know, when people talk about their problems, they got to stop and think for a second. Hey, at least they're still around talking about their problems, you know.
Any day above ground is a good day.
Yeah, you know, it's but I remember little segments like back around 1999, everybody's talking, you know, the old rumors and everything. And I went out and bought some papers so I would have the year 2000, you know, Registers or LA Times, whatever. And now the papers are old. You know, I look them up and, man, that time goes by so quick. And I don't know how many times I've said that.
But they don't even have newspapers anymore. Everybody gets all this information online. Matter of fact, they even get us online.
Yeah.
Ripped from the headlines. Today's hot topic.
And they're really no longer ripped from the headlines. They're ripped from the internet. And I thought I had some hot news for some hot topics today. Kim and Kanye announced that they are having a second baby. Now, I know most of us baby boomers could care less what Kim and Kanye are doing. But you never know. I mean, they've got Northwest for the first one. What's the next one? Is Southwest? East-West?
Southwest.
Who knows?
Are we going through airlines here?
Who knows what they're doing there? But Kim and Kanye announced on Sunday night that Kim is apparently with child and they are expecting their second child. Now, that just got wiped off the news. This is literally fresh off the presses. Bruce Jenner has announced that he is now to be called Caitlyn.
Well, at least it's not Princess Jenner or something.
I don't know, but it's Caitlyn with a C, not with a K. And he is no longer to be known as he or Bruce, but Caitlyn and her.
Kind of a surprise for the kids, huh? Jeez.
Well, they know. They've been knowing this was coming, but nobody knew when he was going to actually announce who her really was or what her name was going to be. But apparently he has a full picture of him in lingerie on the cover of some magazine. I didn't catch the name of the magazine. And his new persona. So we are Jenner and Kardashian and West full of the news today. Now, I'm not sure that that's really news, and as I was trying to figure out a hot topic for today, I thought, wow, this is really a slow weekend when my hot topic is Kim, Kanye, and Caitlyn. Okay.
I was going to say, Kim who and Caitlyn who? Okay.
Well, you know, they're making a fortune doing it. What can I tell you?
Yeah.
So that's my hot topic. Like I said, it was apparently a very slow news weekend. What's your hot topic, Jim?
That was a sizzler, Reefa. Well, you know, it's always fun. Did you know? Did you know this? Did you know that? Little things like that. And you ever walk into a room and you're standing there, what did I come in here for? Well, you're not alone on that one. One out of every eight baby boomers have a memory issue. And walking into a room forgetting something is not what I'm talking about. One out of every eight have, you know, notable problems with their memory. So just about all of us have experienced the other one. All right, where do you stand or compare on somebody? Is it, all right, how many people are left and right-handed? Is it 50-50?
I'd say only about 25% are left-handed.
That's not bad. It's 11% of people are left-handed. And I know this is a tricky one. What month has the highest amount of births?
wait, I know this. August. I think it's August.
Ah, Rita, you're always getting me on this. That's pretty good. August is the month with the highest births. And the after
it's average, nine months after the cold winter. That's what that is.
See, very good. And a lot of us have problems falling asleep. I've heard because you see the absentee rule. The average person falls asleep in 7 minutes. I fall asleep before I get home as I'm driving down the freeway, so I got a head start on that. All right, how about women? How about your lipsticks? Okay, most lipsticks contain fish scales. Ah, there you go, huh? And Ralph Lauren's real name is Ralph, I can't pronounce this, L-I-T-S-H-T-Z, however that is. Okay, what do we have here? Statistics show most baby boomers retire and they slow down their activities. After retirement, they burn less calories and the metabolism slows. So that means you're eating a little bit more with a slower metabolism, which equals weight gain. Okay, did you know changing the whole program is a possibility? The memory thing, the weight gain, you can change it all just by getting a program going on health and getting more active exercise. And as far as the memory loss, forget it. They say you cannot change your brain cells once you lose them. That's it. No, that's totally wrong. You can totally increase the brain cell capacity from memorizing. If I give you a deck of cards and say I'm going to go through the cards and you tell me how many you can remember. How many do you think you would get if I flipped over 52 cards?
Two. Yeah.
Okay, I would cover that. I think I got two or three. Well, they did a test with this guy. He got seven. At the end of a month of doing this training with the brain, he got 52 cards. And
well, Jim, you know, they say if you walk into a room and you don't remember what you came in there for, that's okay. If you walk into the room and you don't remember what room it is,
there
then
you
you're in
that's,
trouble.
That's the problem.
That takes us up to our first commercial, Jim.
Hey, guys, what's up? My name is Eric Ezizuli. I'm a host, motivational speaker, and social media networking strategist. CEO of Easy Way Broadcasting, powered by WTV Networks. Are you done doing it the hard way? Well, come do it the easy way. Check us out at easywaybroadcasting.com. That's letter E, letter Z. We offer promotional PR marketing services, media outreaching, social media networking, fundraising. We have seven different divisions. From TV and film to music to events to fundraising to media to PR to marketing, we're a one-stop shop. Check us out at easywaybroadcasting.com. That's letter E, letter Z. And our Facebook is Easy Way Broadcasting, Easy Way Broadcast on Twitter, and Easy Way Broadcasting on Instagram. Follow the movement, and remember, hashtag Easy Way. If you're a like-minded individual looking to do positive things, check us out.
Presenting NetworkAroundWheels.com, a groundbreaking networking website that provides businesses and nonprofits with free thumbnail advertising if they uplift and inspire, as well as give back to their communities. For more information, please visit NetworkAroundWheels.com.
Well, Jim, today we have a very interesting guest on our show. First of all, she is a baby boomer, but if you see her picture, you'll look at her and say, no way, Jose, but she's a baby boomer. She's an actress. She's a musician, a singer, a stunt woman. She's a Renaissance woman.
Kind of a jack of all trades there. Pretty cool.
Absolutely. So, Marnine, are you on the phone with us?
I'm on the line. Can you hear me okay?
Marnine, hello. Welcome to the show.
Oh, thank you very much. I'm thrilled to be on the show today, Rita. Thank you.
Now, Marnine, when you talk to people, do you have that little echo in your voice, or is it just the line?
Well, I'm wondering if you can hear me okay. I'm on the cell phone. I don't have a landline anymore. You know, we don't use landlines.
Okay, well, you know what? We can hear you, but it's a little ripply, but we can hear you. So thank you for coming on our show. And
is there a place where you are that maybe has a better signal?
let me walk around the room and start it. I do remember this room, but I'm not sure why I came in here.
We're going to play Can You Hear Me Now song.
How's that? Is that a little better?
I think that's a little better.
I'll let Reith answer that one.
Okay, let me come on over this way. How's this? Is this better
yet? I think that's best. So,
okay.
Marnine, tell us a little bit about yourself, as we say in show business.
Okay, I've been a member of the Screen Actors Guild since 1976. That's 38 years. And it's been a wonderful career for me. I started out as a champion gymnast and became one of Hollywood's top stunt girls back then. And I was once coined Hollywood's original fall girl. And I was one of the pioneer stunt women that did the falls without airbags and right onto their back on the pavement and stuff.
Okay.
And, yeah, it was very, very dangerous and serious work. But one of the things that I wanted to talk to you about today.
Marnine, we're having trouble hearing you.
How's that? Is that a little better?
Let me hit her with one quick question. It is a little tricky hearing you, but I want to ask you one thing. All those bounces you did and falling, are you sitting here today with any of the after effects of that? Like, you know, a lot of the sports people or the boxers, you know, 20 years later, 30 years later, they have the after effects. Do you have any of that?
Well, yes, I do, because I did such hard, difficult stunts for 12 years. I just moved into a closed environment here. Can you hear me better? Otherwise, I can step out into the hall.
That's better.
Oh, this is better. Okay. The thing is that when you showed up to work 38 years ago as a SAG talent, the first thing you received was a contract. And you knew you were going to get paid, and you knew you were going to get an adjustment when the day was over, and you went home, and you never had to worry about it. Today, everyone is asked to work for free and also make a donation on the project. And it's where the business has really gone downhill. It's your people. Everybody should be able to put into their budget that they are going to pay their SAG talent anything. You know, they're not even giving you gas money or anything. And
residual.
This is where the business has changed so drastically.
So
Marnine,
so
for people like you and I who are actually working actors, we're not stars, so we're not getting the millions of dollars. We're not living in Beverly Hills, but we were making a living wage. Would you say that it's really hurting the bulk of the working actors with the new working conditions?
Oh, it's hurting them tremendously because they can't pay their bills. And I'm someone who was very successful in the industry, and I made close to $1 million on my residuals alone on my SAG card. And that all ended once he asked if I had injuries. I endured a horrific car accident and ended up losing my career and losing everything and living off those residuals, which is why this is such a big point today. Yeah, I'm an aging actress, back on my feet, working all the time. But not only do they not want to pay anything, they are very disorganized when you get to the set. You're working with actors today who haven't learned their lines. I just did a web series, and the actor was reading his lines off the cell phone.
Huh.
And, yeah, right in the scene as we're filming, he's reading his lines off the cell phone. And the actors aren't prepared. They're rushing you. Nobody's getting paid. And then you're working with agents. I actually got signed by an agent a few years back with all my credits and all my success as an actress and a stunt girl, 38 years. And she didn't even submit the contract to SAG. So I find out a year goes by and she keeps telling me it's slow, it's slow, it's slow. And I call SAG. She never submitted the contract, and they call and submit me for a 12-year-old African-American girl with the last name Fields to go on the reading. I'm not 12 years old. And
Well, Reitha said you look young, though.
Thank you for that wonderful compliment. But it comes down to where we have to somehow band together and start insisting on something. IMDb credit and possibly a clip of your work is, you know, if they can raise the money to pay the cinematographer and they can have these fundraisers, then they have to start paying the talent something, maybe even just an hourly wage.
Yeah. Well,
and
you know what it is, I
think. Everybody thinks that we all make all of this money, and it's just absolutely not true. And for someone like you who's been in the business for years, who are some of the people you've worked with over the years?
I've worked with the biggest directors and producers and stars in the world. I'm the girl that Clint Eastwood punched up in moving train in The Gauntlet. I worked with him in the scene. I've been opposite some of the biggest stars in the world in scenes. Sometimes you recognize me, I played the role, or I was doubling some of the famous women in the world, like Priscilla Presley and Jane Seymour and Kim Cattrall. I was cast personally by Stanley Kramer and Irwin Allen. Just everybody.
Have you worked with Clark Gable?
No.
That's a little before her time.
But I was put into the business by Cary Grant's double. I'm the actress protege of Victor French, who was the son-in-law of Lee J. Cobb and co-star on two award-winning series with Michael Landon, Little House and Highway to Heaven. And one of the things that I want to say that I put on my list is Victor French said that for every hour you are on camera or you're going to perform in a play, every 10 minutes, you need to rehearse 1 hour to learn those lines. Wow. And I think that's a good thing to throw out there today, and especially with memory loss and baby boomers. And it's much more difficult to learn 5 pages of dialogue today than when it was 38 years ago when I was in my 20s. And but if you're going to be on camera 10 minutes, which isn't even a full, it's a minute a page. Let's say you're going to be on camera 10 seconds to 1 minute. 1 minute is a full page. Then you're going to have to rehearse and go over those lines at least an hour to get that scene down so that you know your lines when you show up.
So Hollywood is not just all glitz and glamour. It is hard work, isn't it?
It's a tremendous chore. You have to put everything on hold. I get 5 pages of dialogue thrown at me every single week. I also own a film production company and a song publishing company. I'm employed full-time. I have 15 different music videos and productions going on, and then I'm sitting there learning lines for free to continue working as an actor and getting, my face out there. And I have to be able to fit in learning those lines. So how do I do it? First thing I do is I record the lines on CD so that I have them with me every second. The next thing I do is a technique I learned where I block off at every punctuation point, comma, period, colon, exclamation point, whatever, and that's where you then put the subtext in between in order to memorize. I also do something else that I've self-created, and that's I do imaginary blocking so that if my line says, look at that car across the street, I'm imaginarily in my mind put myself at a window so that I know that I'm never going to forget that line, because blocking is what helps you remember lines. And when you're learning lines cold, you don't know where you'll be blocked until you get on stage that day or on set.
Well, you know, Marnine, Easy Way Broadcasting is opening up 2 studios. They're going to be state of the art. They're working with Deb Ross.
Deb Ross, yeah.
Who else?
Oh, it's the list goes on and on. We're working with Ranex Bay. They did the Wormhole with Morgan Freeman and the Apprentice with Donald Trump. John Reynolds is involved with John Reynolds.
John's
made movies with Steven Spielberg.
It's going to be state-of-the-art studios, and if you're doing some production of your own, you might want to check out Easy Way Broadcasting Studios, because they do have studio space available in Orange County and in Los Angeles.
I've been a fan of Eric's for several years, and I will check that out. That's very exciting.
The largest studio in OC. You got to come out and check it out. In fact, I'll be working on it today.
That's great. I wanted to answer your question about the bumps and the bruises. Yes, I've been through serious physical issues with health and operations, and it's a miracle I ever got on my feet again after what I performed on film. And you can see some of it. I've got 3 rare film clips up on YouTube, Marnine's Stunts.
Well, when you said you fell down, whenever, years ago, you said you fell on the ground. I mean, don't they have big cushions and things?
No, they didn't.
That's gasping an awful lot.
I came in the day when you would wear a small little man's football girdle. I was a top national champion gymnast, and Wonder Woman. I did a Wonder Woman. She beat me up in her apartment. She threw me over furniture onto the hardwood floor under my back repeatedly. It was always, and then they dressed the girl in shorts. She can't even wear the knee pads. I got beat up by Nightmare on Elm Street Part 2, Freddy Krueger with the long fingernails. I'm the girl he raped in the hall there, in the wooden hall, in shorts. And, you come home, massive bruises, cuts, because he fought with me with the long fingernails, sliced my legs. And did some of the falls on little mattresses. I did the high fall off the Queen Mary deck on Goliath Awaits on two blankets. he couldn't fit a mattress in, so they had me in a swinging catwalk fall on the blankets, and it was very brutal back then, and I was a human cannonball. But those days are gone. I quit stunts in 91. I'm a very successful songwriter and singer, and still acting
like sounds
like
a smart decision. Get out of that stunt business, you know, what the heck? Unless they protect you, you know.
Now, Marlene, if somebody wants to get in touch with you I guess you're mainly doing music now, but you're still acting. If someone wants to get in touch with you or see your reel, where would they contact you?
Well, if they want to see the, I'm on the IMDb. You can see the whole list of 120 film and TV shows and how much I've worked in this industry. And that's Marlene Fields, MarneenField. You Google me there on IMDb, and that'll all come up. And I just put my name.
What's your social media? How do we contact you on social media?
On my social media, I just started a new page, Marlene Fields, actress, director, and ex-stunt woman. And you should be able to find me there on Facebook under Marlene Fields. Actress, ex-stunt woman, and my company is Heavenly Waterfall Song Publishing and Productions, and that's also on Facebook. And
now you're a little bit bumpy. Were you a little bit bumpy there? How do we spell your name?
M A R N E E N, and it's the middle name is L Y N N E and Fields F I E L D S. I hope I didn't move too quickly. I know I'm a baby boomer, and I usually speak much slower, but I had 10 minutes, and I wanted to get in all.
No, you were fine. You were fine. You did a good job. Very informative. Really, very interesting, and a lot of what the stunt situations you went through, that's, I give you a lot of credit for that. That's not so easy. But
Thank you for joining us, Marlene. And
thank you.
We're going to have to get together and work on fixing this industry again. And keep on keeping on. We keep saying the baby boomers have to keep moving, and you're one of the baby boomers still doing it in 2015. So thank you for joining us today.
Now we can make it digital,
so
Marlene, and the digital person can jump around and do all that stuff. You don't have to do it.
Yes, that's true. Thank you. So nice to meet you both, and Eric. Thank you so much for having me.
Thank you much.
Bye-bye.
Okay, baby.
Well, Rita,
we have
Eric on the line.
From Jim.
It's Jim's from Jim. Eric, let's see if we have Eric on the line. Eric?
Well, Eric
yeah.
is definitely your
Jim.
Oh,
there we go. We got. Well, you know what? I've got Jim's Jim coming up, but we got Eric here, and it's hard to get him even when you're in the same room with him because he's always busy.
I'm stealing the Jim's Gems time. I feel special to be on this segment. What's going on, everybody, all the Baby Boomers fans out there?
Baby Boomers live, we're here live talking to you.
I was listening. Marlene's actually one of my fans on Facebook, and Rita, it's a small world. We know everybody. We know all the same people. So I wanted to definitely tell everybody some of the updates that's going on, and mainly the event that we have coming up, because everybody loves to come and network, and some of the people that are actually coming to the event to network with. I wanted to, make sure everybody kind of knows what's going on with that. And then, like Rita, you were saying, we did just open up. It's not going to be. We have opened up. We have our offices ready to go. 22,000 square foot facility in Orange County, 45 minutes from Los Angeles, 10 minutes from John Wayne Airport. You can do events, expos, seminars, workshops, rehearsals, trainings, green screen production. We're opening up a music studio. We're actually, my dad's doing the construction, and shout out to
That'll
my dad for
today.
Doing all that.
Doing this.
Yeah, and then we also have a studio in Hollywood through Rhinox Bay Studios. We're partners with them, and they're doing the Living with the Jacksons project, as well as many, many, many other things. But, yeah, so we have an event, guys, on June 13th, which is accessible via easywaybroadcasting.com. You'll see the big flyer. You just click on it. And we actually are officially supported by United Nations Association Beverly Hills. I'm proud to announce that the Easy Way Broadcasting is official press. Now we're actually going to be running the press for United Nations Association Beverly Hills. So that's kind of exciting. We're going to be giving an iPad mini away to we're going to be doing a drawing for everybody that gets a ticket. Tickets are only $5. We're doing a launch for our artist, Viva Doll, which sold over 500,000 albums with Universal previously. And celebrity appearances, we have Dr. Stella Snyder, who's known for Real Housewives of Beverly Hills and Brentwood Connection. LA Talk Radio, Live Today with Taretha. We're going to get you on there to do a show. Astral Royal TV show by Prince Mario Max, who's royalty in Germany. They just started the Beverly Hills Royal magazine, so that's going to be covering that. Christine Devine from Fox 11 is set to appear. We have Samantha Diane, which is doing a new Hollywood Queen talk show. Patrick Fawcett from Tyler Perry's The Haves and the Have Nots on OWN. Aretha Gray from Betty White's Off Their Rockers.
Aretha's going to be there.
Easy Way Broadcasting. We also have Romaine Simon, who's an award-winning director, producer, and author. We have our Easy Way Angels. We have a paintball celebrity pro. We have a former Miss California girl, Allison Goldstrom. We have Black Thomas, which is doing, which I think you know Black, don't you, Aretha? He's doing Will to Love with Marcus Houston and all them on TV One right now.
I don't think so. I'll have to meet him.
Well,
oh, there's somebody you don't know, Aretha. How about that?
We have Jarvie Hutcherson, who's the president of Multicultural Motion Picture Association, American Society of Young Musicians, and gave me my award. And then we have Carmelita Pittman, which is actually an amazing story. She's going to be one of your guys' guests, and she was on the cover of Hollywood Weekly magazine. She's the founder of the Rose Breast Cancer Society. We also have a possible appearance by my friend with CBS, Casey Tuckness, Sam Sarpong, Adam. A lot of people are going to be coming to this thing. We also have... Vicky Lee, actually, Vicky Lee Valentino, which has got 1.9 million different fans, and she's celebrating her birthday. We also have Ryan Torres celebrating his birthday, and over 22 press. We have the Hollywood Dance Studio, which is a major, major studio, and they have five-year-old girl performers that are going to be doing a dance performance. We also have Diversity Fusion doing a dance performance. We have numerous artists, Mary Desmond, LP Official, Lisa Lewalt. We have Darren Henson, who was the black guy in Star Trek, performing. He's actually Skype man right now. We have a pop singer. We have a guy that's actually near death. He's got Lyme disease, and he was actually involved in the Mansion of Blood movie, and he's going to be performing. We also have a Jamaican kind of reggae artist. It's going to be a really fun event. We got champagne, wine, food, chicken, hors d'oeuvres, and it's only $5. Easy Way Magazine is going to be covering in over 22 different press. And so if you want to know more information, just go to easywaybroadcasting.com, click on the flyer that says Viva Doll. And, yeah, so I wanted to make sure everybody knew that. And Easy Way Broadcasting is rocking and popping. We're creeping over 750,000 listeners. So I'm not going to take up any more Jim's time, guys. See you later.
Yeah, I'm telling you.
You took up all of it already.
And Aretha and everybody, I'm telling you, Eric was supposed to help with this project, with the Viva, Viva Performance Day event. And
Viva Dolls.
He just, good Lord, he's like a tornado. I mean, the calls he makes, the people he gets, how he blows something up. You take something that would be a normal, nice corner event and turn it into a L.A. Film Fest type thing.
Well, you know, he didn't tell us where it was going to be. It just occurred to me.
Okay, I'll come back and tell you that. So
there's
Eric. All the information's on the blog. That's why I didn't say it, and I don't want to take up any more time. But it's at Rumbo Studios in North Hollywood. It's the same studio that Kiss and your real major bands rehearse and do the recordings at and stuff. So it's going to be a lot of fun. The networking is going to be amazing. Some of our United Nations are set to United Nations board members are set to be there. Major people with record labels, just major people that can make a difference in others' lives. Founders of charities and things like that, as well as the fans that love us, that support us on social media. It's an open event. You get your tickets, and you know, it's actually not going to be an open event any longer because we're almost sold out. We only got about 25 tickets left, but they're still there. So Baby Boomers Live, Eric Zulia, CEO, Easy Way Broadcasting, guys. I'm going to go ahead and get it to tech time. Because
I think we're out of time, Eric. Actually, we'll have to catch tech time next time.
No tech time, Reetha. I wait every day. That's what I wait for every day at Monday to hear Reetha Gray's tech time.
I'll give you a really quick tech time.
Smartphone.
There we go.
PC.
Go.
All right, we're going to have a little bit of tech time.
This is low-tech time was my time today. We're having a drought in California. They're telling us to save water. Those low-flush toilets are very expensive. The low-tech way to have a low-flush toilet is you just put a brick in there, right there in the tank. Don't drop it in there. It'll break the tank. But set it down in the bottom. It disperses the water, and you don't use as much water with each flush. My second low-tech tip for the drought is put a bucket in the shower with you and collect some of that water that's splashing all over the shower that's not washing you off. You don't have to recycle the dirty water. Just put it in there so that it gathers up some of the clean water. Use that to water your plants. Aha.
Pretty good.
So those are my two low-tech tips for today for the drought. Or even if it's not a drought, it'll save your water bill.
Another one is don't worry if you have people think about earthquakes and they go, oh, we got to stock up on water. Well, okay, remember, if you don't have any water, you got a huge, 20, 50-gallon tank in your garage. There's water there. So there's your storage for water.
Yeah, hot water tank. It stores some water for you.
Yeah.
But we're out of time, and Eric's already told everybody about the event, so we look forward to see you on June 13th. Go to easywaybroadcasting.com. You can find out all the information. Go to Facebook. You can look up Baby Boomers Live. We've got a Facebook page. Easy Way Broadcasting has a Facebook page. Jim, you even have a Facebook page. I'm not sure that you actually use it.
Oh, Eric
but
set
you
me up, and I'm getting all these Facebook behind, but
are we there? I don't know if I'm still on the
Reetha, I was going to say, don't forget, I'm on the board with the Special Olympics out in Mission Viejo. July 23rd, we're going to have a nice little event down there in Mission Viejo. And but anyway, if you're going to go out for any job situations, Reetha, if it says stunt, I think I would pass on that one.
No, I don't do stunts anymore. She stopped in the 90s. I stopped doing stunts in the 80s.
Yeah, I think
but
that's smart.
Have a great week. I'm going to be cruising in Mexico. I'm going to have a wonderful birthday celebration. Happy birthday to me.
Happy birthday,
Reetha. You guys
Reetha.
Have a great week, and I will be back definitely before the 13th for that event. So
thank you, everyone, for stopping. And Reetha, happy birthday, and we'll be talking to you next week.
Okay. Baby Boomers Live.
Easy Way Broadcasting is the place to hear everything you need to know about entertainment and business. Now, you can see more about Eric Easy Zulli and all his connections through his online TV network, WTV Network. You can watch the latest videos and read the most up-to-date articles. Keep your eyes on WTV Network to see what's coming in the next few weeks. You'll see the newest web series and original talk shows. Follow Eric at Hollywood It Guy to find out what is new and what is happening in the upcoming weeks. For more information on WTV Network, go to www.thewtv.com.
Finally, something to look forward to on Monday morning. I'm Reetha Gray from Betty White's Off Their Rockers, and I've teamed up with Easy's dad, Jim Zulli, to rock your world on Baby Boomers Live. That's right, every Monday morning at 10 a.m., we will be discussing all things human from a baby boomer's perspective. So, tune in to easywaybroadcasting.com on blogtalkradio.com to see what Jim and I are up to. Your Mondays will never be the same.
Thank you for tuning in to Baby Boomers Live on Easy Way Broadcasting. Be sure to tune in to Easy Talk Live on Thursday, 10:30 a.m., and Humanitarian Radio, 3 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, every Sunday. We appreciate it and hope that you turn in and tune in next week. And thank you for listening to Easy Way Broadcasting on Blog Talk Radio, powered by WTV Networks. Till next time.
Thank you for listening to Baby Boomers Live with your hosts, Aretha Gray, star Betty White's Out There Rockers, and Easy's dad, Jim Zulli. Like us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter, and keep up with us at babyboomerslive.info. Baby Boomers Live, brought to you by EasyWayBroadcasting.com on Blog Talk Radio.